We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Former Cavs and NBA center, he now does TV for the Houston Rockets, AT&T Sportsnet Southwest, Ryan Hollins. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Doing really well, man. Well, one, always great to hear your voice. We have some fond memories of your time here. But obviously tonight, Cavs-Rockets, and the way that I'm hearing Cavs fans coming off the Knicks loss talk about this game as if it might be the NBA Finals, that kind of game tonight. What are we getting in the Houston Rockets tonight?
This is a young team that's trying to find his way, that is full of immense talent, that is trying to find that second and third gear in the third and fourth quarters. So in an NBA game, we always see a tale of two halves, but the Rockets haven't adjusted to the ball pressure, the execution, the way that the game just tightens up down the stretch. So the dangerous thing is that if this team puts it together and they tighten up, and we finally saw it in that last Minnesota game where the team just said enough is enough and how to get this home crowd behind itself, it's a very young and dangerous and extremely talented team. So that's kind of what's going on with the Houston Rockets. But you'll see, a lot of times you see teams that have chosen to develop their teams that they just maybe don't have the talent. The Rockets have immense talent. It's just experience, which is so vital, especially in close NBA games.
Ryan, who are some of the young up-and-coming stars on the Rockets to keep an eye on?
There's this guy that's probably the sleeper of the entire draft. With Jalen Green and Mobley, and his name is Alperen Şengün. Alperen Şengün, within the last three or four games, has made leaps. He was the youngest center in NBA history to have a triple-double a few nights ago. He had another triple-double last night, and he's getting more comfortable with the basketball in his hands, and he's starting to grow chemistry with his teammates. Jalen Green had a career-high 42 points in the win against Minnesota, and James scores once he sees the ball go through the basket. He's the guard because he can hit those tough shots. He's just trying to find out how to gain consistency each and every night in the NBA. So those are his biggest struggles right there. But those two guys, on top of KJ Martin and an immense good group of young guys, they're going to jump out at your screen. They can make those type of plays where you're shot.
Ryan, looking to, you've experienced what's this rebuild in Houston. Some people call it tanking, although I don't know we're allowed to actually call it that anymore. And on the other side of that is what happens when you get superstar players. So we had the Warriors in town a couple weeks back, and they sat everyone who ever won a championship for the Warriors. I believe they actually were – the Cavs that night played the Veracruz Warriors instead of the Golden State Warriors, and it kind of – opened up the conversation here. We've seen it with other guys like Jimmy Butler the other night kind of sitting out, and there was a whole thing about that. So in terms of a guy who's played in the NBA, how do you view this, I don't want to say issue, but this dilemma the NBA seems to have with load management, keeping players healthy while also making sure that these guys are able to play in some of these games?
I see pluses and minuses. I think that a fan would understand if a guy – is on the cusp of an injury, he's overworked, he just doesn't look right in the game, maybe it is time for him to sit down, or he's a little bit older. You know, we're seeing that a lot. But I do also understand that, hey, there's a level where these guys need to grit it up and go fight through it. I remember playing, trust me, I was no superstar in the league. I never averaged 40 minutes for any type of span in my minutes. But I always felt like, man, practice was harder than the games. I couldn't wait to get to a game, you know. So I think it's a different NBA where I think both sides have their cases where they're right. And you look back at a couple of careers, so you don't hear about it. We don't talk about the careers that have been cut short because these guys went to work through injury and played through injury and didn't listen to their bodies. So, yeah, there's a mix of I think these guys need some mental toughness, but I think they also are more aware of their bodies. And you don't want to look back at your career and say, man, I didn't maximize what I had. And if I'm a team and I've invested $200 million, $150 million, $80 million, $100 million, that's a lot of money into a guy. So I want to get the most bang for my buck out of these players. So, hey, if they need to sit out a game or two, they need to do that. That's also understandable. And I do also fully understand from a fan standpoint, if I, in July or August, I buy the ticket months in advance to see my favorite player play and he sits out, that's part of your risk. And I think the NBA is looking to address some of these issues. I've even heard some cases of kind of getting like a ticket insurance that you can buy potentially and say, hey, I plan on seeing this guy come and play. And I think as we talk about the issue potentially of low management, I want to know why the flowers aren't given to LeBron James. I want to know why LeBron James doesn't get his flowers, because whatever you want to say about this man, he has been great for the league. He's been a standout. He's done it through the depths of time, and he don't load manage. He loves basketball, and he plays, and you see him in each and every city putting on a show. I think if I'm not mistaken, I saw the other night, he scored 40 points at one given time against every single NBA team. So I want to know why we talk load management, why LeBron James does not get his flowers.
So I think that's a good lesson. You might be talking to the two biggest LeBron homers, not just in Cleveland, but maybe in the country here. When you see what LeBron has done, and you see that he is on the verge of passing the all-time scoring leader Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, how do you assess that kind of greatness?
When you tell me LeBron James is not the greatest basketball player to ever play, once he breaks that record, you're just a hater. And you don't want to advance. And I understand some people grew up with Michael Jordan. They grew up with him, and that's what they associate with. And, you know, championships don't look the same through you know, what LeBron has done. But I think it's honestly ridiculous when you don't see that. And I think it's not just that, hey, I respect everyone who sees Michael as a great. I do. But when you just the dismissiveness of what LeBron has done in his career, that's where the respect has to be put into perspective. You hear me? Like, when they just dismiss, no, he's not. It's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You got to take a look at what this guy has been able to do. And I don't think that a lot of people are doing that. And I don't mind. I don't mind if Michael is your greatest. That is what you choose. And I always say it's the criteria. Michael was more dominant. LeBron James didn't have the dominance that Michael had. Not even close. So his dominance and what he did, and it's also been a new NBA. So if your criteria is dominant, your criteria is the attitude, your criteria is the guy who just brought it every night. That, look, Michael Jordan is your guy. There's no question there. But please, not dismiss LeBron James. Put some respect for that man's name.
Ryan, do want to ask you your thoughts on the Cavaliers, this young core, and, you know, where this team is headed. Do you think that this can be a championship caliber team in the next couple of years?
I think that it can be. You know, you had Donovan Mitchell. You needed that score. You needed that guy. Okay, when you're taking the last second shot, you need a guy. And I think it's been a pleasant surprise. You know, I was ecstatic. Unfortunately, my Cleveland teams post-LeBron couldn't get it done. We didn't develop that fast. And I talked to some members of the front office over in Cleveland about a year ago, and they said, we didn't have plans of hitting the button this early. And when I say hitting the button, time to go out and get a Donovan Mitchell, time to make one of those moves, time to go and win versus time to develop. And Evan Mobley's development was so far ahead of anything that anybody could have expected, that they had to hit that button. And I think that for Cleveland, a city who had just needed it, it was just a pleasant surprise and long overdue, and I couldn't be happier. And forgive my Cleveland basketball team for not being able to hit the button that soon.
Ryan, I got to say, I'm glad you brought up Evan Mobley, because we just continue to watch this kid defensively do what he's done. But there's been, I don't want to say criticism, but there's been maybe concern that he isn't Kevin Durant yet offensively. And what do you think of the criticism of Evan Mobley's development or maybe slower development on the offensive side of the ball? Do you think that's fair?
Kevin Durant may possibly be the greatest scorer that the NBA has ever seen. Michael Jordan wasn't 7 feet tall. Kevin Durant's my height. Okay, he's crossing guys over, dunking, shooting threes. He's a creative player. He's a video game. So if you're saying Evan Mobley's not Kevin Durant, you got to be kidding me with that. But Evan Mobley still has a lot of growing to do. He still has, 15 or 20 pounds that he's going to put on. But his skill set is absolutely amazing. And you hope that he can create that chemistry with Donovan Mitchell and come along. But just the way that he's able to cover ground in the NBA and his athleticism, you can't just dismiss what he is right now and understand that Evan Mobley just don't grow on trees.
Ryan, there always are these tropes in the NBA of things that are insurmountable, right? For a long time before Golden State won, a jump shot shooting team is not never going to win an NBA title, right? They proved that wrong. The big knock on the Cavs' build is that Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland are undersized guards. What does a small backcourt team with Donovan and Darius, what does that need to become a true championship team that not just can go to the finals but maybe win the NBA finals?
Well, I don't think a small backcourt means anything when you have a big front court, right? So I think it's about getting your shot off. And when you look at Donovan Mitchell, he has the ability to hit tough contested shots. And he plays like he's 6'8 or 6'9 when you see him moving around the perimeter and the way that he attacks the basket. So I don't think you just lose your mind with that. And I think you have to understand, the NBA winning kind of comes in eras. You'll never find another shooter like Steph or Clay. It's just not going to come around like that. It's so rare. And I think that you got to appreciate the way they won, but understand that I love what Cleveland has done in the funny sense of the NBA just start getting smaller and smaller. And then you looked up in Cleveland and they're like, well, we'll get huge. When you miss the ball, there's going to be rebounds to be had. And that's a team that got bigger and bigger. So I think it's kind of fun to see. And until a team wins an NBA championship in a different type of way or out the post or playing team ball, I think that should be determined. If you see Golden State getting older and you got to credit the championship they got, how they kind of had that Spurs model where they built around their former core with another kind of young core that's coming in and taking the reins and appreciate what they've done. But I think the NBA championship is going to be won in a different style when those guys are no longer doing it the way that they've been able to do it.
Ryan, it's so great to catch up with you, man. I love seeing your work with the Houston Rockets, AT&T, Sportsnet, Southwest. Keep killing it, man, and hope we get a good, exciting game tonight.
Oh, man, anytime, guys, and we'll talk soon. I appreciate it.
I just love that. I feel like, and maybe this is just my LeBron apologist nature, I feel like 90% of the things I hear about LeBron are negative, and it just annoys the hell out of me. Like, if him passing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar isn't one of the single greatest accomplishments, I don't care when he started or when he fit, I don't care. Him getting to 40,000 points will be, and which I think it's safe to assume he will be playing another couple years. It's one of the single greatest accomplishments you can have. That kind of longevity is just as impressive as what Tom Brady has done. And I agree with Ryan. I'm okay if you want to say, well, Michael's better than LeBron. Okay. That's not hating to me. But it's when people go, and he's better because LeBron this, that, and the other. And it's just used to tear down LeBron instead of build up Michael.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it is interesting. I think they're both great. All-time greats.
Yeah.
Mount Rushmore, if you will. Right?
And I think Kareem belongs in that conversation as well.
Yeah.
So 100%. I can't wait. In about 3 or 4 years after LeBron, it happened with Kobe. And obviously, Kobe passed within a short window of having finished up playing.
Ironically enough, not ironic, but...
The three-year.
Three-year today.
Still surreal. One of the more surreal stories.
I texted a buddy this morning about it, and I'm like, Can you believe that was 3 years ago? I said, it seems like it was yesterday, but also feels like an eternity.
But I've often felt that the way, the difference in how media is from when Michael was at his zenith to where LeBron is. Michael never had to deal, and this is not, I'm not trying to tear down Michael. In terms of his legacy, it was not debated every single second of every single day on every single sports media outlet, right? It was Michael hasn't won a championship, so he can't be the greatest player in the NBA.
Yep.
To after that first NBA, the first three-peat, it was Michael's the GOAT.
Yeah.
And he surpassed Magic at that point was the conversation. He surpassed Kareem. With LeBron, it's been every day. Everything this guy's done since he was 15 has been an indictment or the opposite of his legacy. 5 years after LeBron retires, a lot of people who say a lot of incendiary crap that isn't true about LeBron will be the people saying, I've always loved LeBron. I think he's the greatest of all time. Sometimes distance is the best thing that can happen for a legacy. Meanwhile, we do have the Houston Rockets against the Cavaliers tonight in a game that if I was saying this correctly, it sure seemed like Baskin or Phelps this morning
was worried about it. I think it was Phelps.
Actually, I think it might have been Andy because Andy was like,
doesn't matter.
Andy was like,
somebody was upset about
it. You can't lose this game. And I'm like, guys, it's January 26th. Like,
any game you can lose.
It's a bad loss.
They're favored by 9 points in this game, and the Rockets are a terrible, terrible basketball team.
You know what they can do and what you have trouble without Donovan doing? They can score.
They can score, and they can shoot.
So I think it'll be
But they also can go through droughts. Mm-hmm. Like last night when
second half,
I live bet the Wizards last night, and the Wizards came out in the fourth quarter and outscored them 23-5.
You know, I was kind of thinking, haven't really put much more thought than this. Kind of thinking just taking the Rockets and the points in the half.
First half,
just see. Because isn't it
plus 4.5?
That's plus 4.5.
Yeah,
I thought I'd saw. I was like plus 5.
You sort of cut the spread in half, roughly.
When I looked at it earlier and I thought it was plus 5.5, so never mind then. But yeah, I would. You know what? I might even take that plus 5.5 in the first half. I just wouldn't take the Rockets and the points. I just wouldn't do that.
That's exactly what it is. Did you look?
I'm not looking.
I'm on the app.
So I got to log in again, and I don't want to log in.
Spend most of my day on this app. The first half, if you're curious about that, is. I was right.
4.5.
No, 5.5. You're right.
Oh.
I was wrong, Nick.
Who's the carry the two guy now? Who's the gambler now?
Carry the two.
The next two games are exactly what the Cavs need. I don't think the Rockets play well as a team. They have individuals that can make it really tough. You can't, as crazy as it's as bad as they've been, you can't really sleep on the Rockets. Now, if they do the slow first half and, you know, strong second half, they're going to win, but like you can't sleep for four quarters against the Rockets because of Jalen Green, because of Şengün, because of Kevin Porter Jr., who's, I think, career high 20 points a game this year, and Eric Gordon, who has been on the trade block for apparently the last 15 years. Like, and by the way, OKC, which is a much tougher matchup, but that's another team. Like, these are two games that should wash away the Knicks loss out of your mouth. Like that's what these next two games should be. Which makes me concerned because every moment that I've been like, you know what, let's just enjoy the game tonight.
Right.
The Cavs have gone and just kicked the crap out of whoever they play.
Is this an 8 o'clock start tonight?
I believe so.
I put you on the spot?
Yeah.
I just want to know. Yeah, it's 8:10. One thing I hate about the NBA, when they say it's an 8 o'clock start.
It means like 8:20.
You add 10 minutes to it.
Yeah.
It's an 8:10 start.
That happens in a lot of sports. Like 7:07 first pitch doesn't really mean 7:07 anymore.
I'm probably gonna miss the first half tonight.
And I'm an old man. I need my sports punctual. In case you didn't hear me clicking.
If you're a punctual sports guy, you'd hate tennis.
Oh yeah. Oh, you know what?
Like
playoffs in the NFL playoffs, when games get pushed back because the other game hasn't ended yet. Oh.
They call that a slide.
Yeah, grinds my gears.
So, like tonight, this tennis match, Tsitsipas.
Tsitsipas.
He plays at 10:30. and that match could go 4 or 5 hours, whatever. Mm-hmm. And like Djokovic is scheduled to play 3:30 in the morning, but that thing could get pushed till 4, 5. And I'm thinking about, am I dumb for this? Like, I'm going to set an alarm and get up and watch it.
No, I just wouldn't do it. But you really love tennis, so you should do it. Yeah.
Like, I got up this morning to watch women's tennis.
Although, I'll be honest with you, if I sleep the way that I did last night, your boy's going to be texting you about what I should live bet on at about 3 o'clock in the morning.
I'm just telling you, if you like America, just throw $10 on Tommy Paul to win.
See, I like America.
It's $10. It pays out $150.
Yeah, but does that mean it's going to hit?
No, but people spend $10 on the lottery and they never win.
Russ, welcome to the show. What you got? Are you afraid of the Rockets tonight, Russ?
I'm afraid of everybody if we don't bring our A game every day. Simple as that.
Damn right.
Here's the scoop real quick. First of all, I loved watching Ryan Howland's debate, as it were, with Shaq one time about LeBron versus Michael. But here's simple as this. If my life is depending on it, I take Michael, obviously.
Why would your life be depending on it? What kind of scenario? What kind of scenarios are you rolling into, Russ?
It depends how much money I have bet on it, I guess, right?
That's okay.
But physically, LeBron is the greatest player who's ever laced him up. And I want you guys to think, maybe you can ponder this. If you had 5 LeBrons against 5 any other guys ever, maybe Magic, who could possibly be the team of 5 LeBrons? It's silly fantasy talk, but...
No, I like it because there's one name that came to mind, and you mentioned one half of the great rival, Larry Bird. Larry Bird, to me, is like the best mix. And I thank you for the call, Russ. Larry Bird, to me, is like the best mix of the skill set that you could have with like a LeBron-type player. Great shooter, LeBron wasn't a great shooter, but great facilitator, great team player, great rebounder, all those great things. And he had the mentality of Jordan. Actually, that's probably the most underrated player in that conversation. So you're going to take the Rockets and the points tonight, Dustin? Don't run from the truth.
I'm just worried about what we're taking in 7 minutes here.
Wait, what do we got?
We got Wagner.
Wagner. I'm just a Cornell guy. Unless it's betting on Cornell, I just don't have a lot of interest in it. I want to see – I actually agree with what Russ said to start the call. I'd like to see the Cavs come out.
I agree with what Russ said. I mean, like, they scare me every night.
But isn't that the NBA? I mean, especially young teams in the NBA. Like, I don't think the Cavs slow starts, like, maybe specific to the slow start. But, like, in terms of inconsistent effort, I think you just described 20 teams in the NBA, 25 teams in the NBA, especially when we're talking about January.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.